Hello there, and welcome. You are listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. I am your host for today, Dumisani Mfune. I'll be with you for the next 30 minutes. We're going to explore a very, 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 very interesting topic. A very important issue that any one of us, even you, can be involved in. That's right. Something that you can do that is bound to make a difference for other people, that is bound to make them feel better. But beyond that, we're going to see how in helping others feel better, guess what? You benefit. I know it sounds unbelievable, right? That by helping others, you benefit. Well, you are going to find out how today, right here on Practical Living. So the very first thing we're going to hear talks about mission. Now, mission is just a fancy word we use when we mean helping other people. Be blessed.
When President Thabo Mbeki declares the 21st century Africa's century, it seemed very complicated and highly politically inclined. I for one did not understand how could Africa manage that on its own. There's an African saying that says, for one to know where one is going, one has to know where one comes from. And even more importantly, one shouldn't forget the people who offered a helping hand and be thankful. Millions of people have been called to do God's mission work in our country, like Aaron Guest and Jennifer Forward, who sacrificed their youthful time to share with us the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, we arrived in Johannesburg and we stayed here for a few days, and then we moved on to Soweto and then to Bella Vista. From there, it was down to East London, Port Elizabeth for a few weeks. And we came back and we spent some time at Bethany and Etembeni, and then Pretoria, Benoni, and now we're in the final part of our journey and we're back in Johannesburg.
It's been an excellent, awesome trip, and we'll never forget it. Before I came, I wasn't expecting South Africa to be as modern and developed as it is, especially with the roads and everything. I wasn't really expecting what it actually is, I was expecting. But I've since learned that it is not like that. It's very much a first world country, right in the city. And then as you move farther out, it's more third world.
Well, our approach, the main focus was to get across the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was our main objective, and that has been our focus all along. We've done that in a lot of different ways. We've stood on the street corner, and we've preached the gospel in an open-air type of setting. We've also gone door-to-door in what we call door-to-door evangelism, where we go and we ask people, do they know God if they were to die tonight, type of questions. And then We've also done some kids ministry, some holiday Bible clubs, joy hours in different locations, and then some youth ministries on top of that. And even a couple times we've gone into shopping malls and just talked to people there and just to find out. But really, we've done a variety of programs, all with one focus in mind, and that was to get across the gospel of Jesus Christ and in the hope to bring people into God's kingdom.
They were extremely welcoming and open to the gospel and what we had to say, and even if they didn't agree with us, they were willing to sit there and listen to us, and they just made us feel so at home here, and it was wonderful.
We lived in everything from the city to the township to the rural areas. We really experienced all of that spectrum of it. We stayed with different people involved with the church. We stayed at their homes. We stayed in the rural areas, the same thing. We stayed in the homes of the people there. Where we were, we lived with the people, I guess you can say. And we really got a great experience there in doing that.
I know I, for one, am taking away a greater appreciation of everything that I've been blessed with, that just small things that I once took for granted, that it's such a big deal to me now.
What I've taken away, what I'm going to take away with me, is the way that God can use me as a member of his kingdom. The ways I've been used this summer in the different types of ministry and the evangelism aspect of sharing the gospel. I've never done that before, so I'm taking that those experiences with me, and the knowledge that I've gained in just in that experience, and taking that back home with me, and just the knowledge and experience that we've gained in all the different types of things we've done and the people we've met and the things we've seen, that'll all come back with me.
I really feel that everyone should at least get a taste of what we've been through, just even if they're not called to missionary work, just to see what it's like, and to, because it will change you. It definitely will, for the better.
I agree with that too. I myself am not called to missionary work, but this experience is what we've coined, made us very mission-minded. It's made us very sensitive to the work that's being done and this type of thing. And I recommend at least some type of missionary or ministry weekends, or just to go out and people can minister wherever they are. It doesn't have to go to another country to minister the gospel. You can do it right in your own neighborhood, and that's one of the things that I will share with people, and I'll say you really should get involved in some type of mission work, even if it's just for 2 days or even a day. That's what this experience has shown me. It's made me very, very mission-minded. While I may not be called to missions myself, I understand it now, and we'll get more involved.
To everybody who has done any kind of mission work anywhere in the world, on behalf of AWR Africa, I would like to thank you so much. And always remember the Lord's promises to us in Matthew 5 from verses 3. Verse 6 says, "Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires, and God will satisfy them fully."
Hey, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. Wasn't that amazing? It's true. God does want us to serve. Have you ever been a missionary somewhere? Or have you had missionaries come to your area? If you have, write to me. Let me know about it, and I will share your experiences with everyone else. Our email address is awr@sidmedia.org. Our postal address is AWR, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, South Africa, and the postal code is 7129. I'll repeat the address later on in the program. Remember, we're talking about helping and how that benefits you. What we just heard clearly shows us how our helping benefits those that we help. But right now, what you're going to hear from our friends at Spotlight will show you how helping will benefit you.
Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Robin Basselin.
And I'm Ryan Gertzma.
The lion roars in pain. This wild animal has stepped on a small, sharp thorn. He is hurt, but he cannot remove the thorn himself. He searches for someone to help. Finally, he sees a boy watching over sheep. The lion says to the shepherd, "Do not be afraid. Please, help me." The boy can see pain in the lion's eyes. He pulls out the thorn.
Years later, a king arrests the shepherd for a crime he did not do. The king declares that the shepherd will be killed. The king releases a lion to kill the shepherd. But suddenly, the lion stops. He walks slowly towards the shepherd. The lion puts his foot gently on the shepherd. This is the same lion the boy helped years before. The king is amazed by their story, and he releases both the boy and the lion.
This ancient story was written by the Greek writer Aesop. The story shows how the shepherd's life was saved because of his past kindness. Today's spotlight is on how modern science is supporting this old idea that doing good is good for you.
People have long understood that kindness is good for the person receiving help. For example, when a person gives food to a hungry person, the hungry person is blessed. His stomach is no longer empty, and he has received a good gift. However, scientists have recently begun to study the effect acts of kindness have on the person doing them. What they have found is that doing good is, in fact, good for the doer. Acts of kindness can improve health, help a person reach goals, and even add years to a person's life.
Many scientific studies have shown the connection between doing good and long life. The first study to show this connection was a study on aging. Beginning in 1956, scientists studied a group of married mothers for 30 years. They thought the women with the most children would die first. But what they found surprised them. The number of children a woman had did not matter. Wealth did not matter. Education did not matter. Class did not matter. What did matter was if they volunteered, if they gave their time to help other people. Women that volunteered had fewer major diseases during their life. This helped them live much longer than the women who did not volunteer.
Since that first study, many other studies have found the same positive effects. Helping other people improves long-term health. It works even better than exercising 4 times a week.
The gains are the same for men, women, old people, and young. In fact, many different studies have been done with older adults over the age of 65. Each time, the study showed the same results. Those people who volunteered had fewer major sicknesses than those who did not volunteer. This included sicknesses like heart attack, cancer, or stroke. One study done in 1995 had a surprising result. it found that volunteering often reduced an older adult's chance of dying by 44%.
But why would this be? Scientists are researching many possible causes. They want to answer this question.
One possible cause is an increase in antibodies. Antibodies are made by the body to fight against disease. One study showed a strong link between showing kindness to other people and an increase in antibodies. The body produces more antibodies after an act of kindness. This increase in antibodies can last nearly an hour after the act of kindness is finished. Scientists think these antibodies might have an effect on long-term health. However, antibodies are not the only possible cause.
Another possible cause is an increase in a chemical that fights the effects of stress or pressure from life. Normally, the body produces chemicals when stressed. Over time, these stress chemicals can lead to many diseases, such as high blood pressure and heart disease. But scientists have found a link between being kind to people and an increase in the chemical oxytocin. Oxytocin is a chemical produced in the brain. It reduces many of the harmful chemicals the body produces under stress.
There is another positive change in the body that scientists have found in many studies. Doing kind acts also releases endorphins in a person's brain. Endorphins are the body's natural drug. They reduce pain and produce pleasant emotions. Negative emotions can lead to poor health. When a person feels good more often, they are likely to have better health.
Health and long life are just two positive effects of doing good. Researchers believe that doing kind acts can also help people perform better in life.
In 2010, three studies were done by Harvard University scientist Kurt Gray. The studies tested to see if kindness had any effect on physical strength. They found that it did. People were stronger while they helped other people. They worked harder, too. In a study report, Gray said,
"Doing good gives people the strength to act more effectively and better achieve their goals."
Science is still discovering positive effects from acts of kindness. This idea is new to the world of science, but not to the world of faith. For thousands of years, religions have encouraged people to love and care for those around them.
In the Christian faith, God promises to bless the people who care for other people in need. Proverbs is a list of wise sayings in the Christian Bible. One of these sayings is, "The person who blesses other people is richly blessed." Those people who help other people are helped themselves.
For now, researchers are still working to understand the science of doing good. But there is one thing they do know from all of the evidence. Doing good things for other people is good for you, too.
Why do you do good things for other people? Do you feel better when you are kind? Do you think it helps your health? How does your religion affect how you treat others?
Wow, guys, can you believe that? By helping other people, by volunteering, by being a missionary, you can actually live longer. That is incredible. No wonder Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Science now is proving what Jesus said over 2,000 years ago. Unbelievable. What have been your experiences with helping and volunteering? I want to hear about it. But beyond that, I want to get to know who you are. Write into me. I've got some amazing Bible studies that I want to give you, but I can only give them to you when you have written to me to ask for them. I'll give you the address. Before that, listen to this song. It tells us the importance of being kind and loving now, because when we get to heaven, we might be neighbors. Listen to this song. It is by the Gospel Kids from Karonga in Malawi. These guys are amazing, and I hope you're blessed by this song. from the Gospel Kids of Garonga. Garonga is a town in the country of Malawi. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. We have been talking about missions and volunteering and helping. I have an assignment for you. I want you guys to read Matthew chapter 25 from verse 31 to 46. That's Matthew 25 verse 31 to 46. And all you have to do after you've read this, just drop me an email. Or check out the Facebook page and tell me a summary of what you read. As soon as I get your email or your Facebook post, I'll send you those free Bible studies I was talking about. So guys, here's another opportunity for you to get free, absolutely free Bible studies. These Bible studies will help you understand clearly what God says in His Word about how He wants us to live. So here's a Facebook page. Go to Facebook and look for Practical Living. Make sure to like us, and then you can leave your comment there, leave your summary, and then when I get that, I'll get you that information I was telling you about. Our postal address, if you prefer, is Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, South Africa, and the postal code is 7129. Sadly, guys, I need to leave you. But remember, right here on Practical Living, we give you practical tips and practical advice that if you follow, through God's help, will keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Until next time, God abundantly bless you.